Hi, this is Josh Cook. Thank you for downloading the North Jackson Church of Christ sermon audio file. If you have any questions or would like to contact us, check out our website at northjacksonchurchofchrist.com. We'd also love for you to visit with us in our worship service. You're always welcome at North Jackson Church of Christ.
Good evening. I have to offer a disclaimer before I begin. When I prepared this speech, it was at the end of last year's NFL season, so I was a little too lazy to update the stats, so these come from last year. He's 6'4", 225 pounds, and he recently completed his 18th NFL season. He's played in 253 games, and he has a completion percentage of about 64%. He's thrown for over 66,000 yards and 488 touchdowns. His name is Tom Brady, and many consider him to be the greatest of all time. Now, I'll admit, Brady is pretty good, but I don't know if he's the GOAT. My choice would be an inch taller, 5 pounds heavier, and in 13 more games than Brady, he's completed 65% of his passes for 6,000 more yards and 51 more touchdowns. He also went to college at the University of Tennessee. His name is Peyton Manning. No matter which of these players you think is the greatest, both will be remembered for many years to come for their stellar performances throughout their NFL careers. So this brings me to my big question for the day. What do you want to be remembered for? The Bible tells us what Jesus wanted to be remembered for. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 24 and 25, it says, "And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' And in the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.'" Tonight, I want to focus on the last four words of each of those verses, "in remembrance of me." These are the words that are carved or stenciled into almost every communion table in our congregations across this country. So what do these words actually mean? We could talk for a while about this subject, but since our time is limited, I'll try to sum it up. Jesus died for us on the cross, and in those two verses from 1 Corinthians, Paul quotes Jesus' words saying, "Eat, this is my body which is broken for you, and this do as often as you drink it." The unleavened bread that we take in the Lord's Supper every Sunday represents Christ's body, and the cup represents his blood. He went to the cross, and his body was broken and his blood shed. He asks us to remember what he went through every time that we take the Lord's Supper. We can all come up with countless examples of people who remembered for something good they accomplished here on this earth. But what they did here doesn't really matter. What does matter is the Bible. And in the Bible, one of the greatest examples of someone that's remembered for something great they did is Elijah. Elijah was one of two people to be taken to heaven, to be taken straight to heaven without first dying. Elijah is first mentioned in 1 Kings chapter 17, and he ascends to heaven in 2 Kings chapter 2. He was God's spokesperson to the kings of Israel during his time. He predicted a drought and revived a widow's son in chapter 17. In chapter 18, he offered a better sacrifice than all the prophets of Baal. In chapter 19, he fled from Jezebel, talked with the Lord, and he met Elisha. From 1 Kings chapter 20 to 2 Kings 1, we're told about the wickedness of Ahab and all. We're told about the wickedness of Ahab and the other kings during that time. And then in 2 Kings chapter 2, Elijah was taken up into heaven. Sadly, we can also come up with quite a few people who are remembered for their bad examples here on this earth. There are corrupt leaders, selfish athletes, and just all-around mean people. Once again, let's go to the Bible for another example. Two good examples of bad people are Ahab and Jezebel. They're talked about in 1 Kings chapter 16. Ahab came to power in verse 29, and he reigned for 22 years. Verse 30 says that he did evil in the sight of the Lord, more than all who were before him. In the next verse, he married Jezebel, and they served Baal. The rest of chapter 16 tells us about the images and the altars he set up, and how he did more to provoke and anger God in his time than all the kings who had come before him. So we've talked about some good examples and some bad ones, but not the two that I believe should be the most important to us. And those are Jesus' example and our own. We talk some about what we do in remembrance of Jesus, but why does he deserve to get to tell us what we should do? Some examples from the Bible. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, it says, "Jesus has been given all authority on heaven and on earth." And then in Philippians 2, 9 through 11, as Jonathan read, He's been exalted and given the name which is above every name, that every knee should bow and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Matthew 26:64, Jesus says that we'll see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of heaven. I can't speak for everyone, but for me, just these three verses give me reasons why I should listen to Jesus. Now on to another very important example, and that's our own. What about each of us? What kind of legacy do we want to leave? Do we want to be remembered as an amazing athlete, an influential politician, a famous celebrity, maybe even a public speaker, a loving father or mother, or the best whatever? You fill in the blank. As Christians, our ultimate goal should be getting to heaven, and in doing so, we should leave a good example for others to follow. So we mentioned Manning, Brady, Elijah, Ahab, Jezebel, Jesus, and now we come to ourselves. These people have all had their time to build their legacies, but our time isn't up yet. So I ask the question one more time. What do you want to be remembered for? Tonight, if you've decided that you want to be remembered as a faithful Christian, or if you want to come back to God, then we ask that you come forward now as together we stand and sing.